Hi, boys. How are you guys tonight? Are you doing well? Good. How many of you are mommy's little boy? Or how many women are listening to this wishing they could fuck their brother? Well, I think this story will have everything you could want. Whichever one you are, at least. Remember, if you enjoy this, please, please come to our new website, https://pervertparadise.net. Again, that's pervertparadise.net. You can also find all of me at allmylinks.com/pervertparadise. Well, let's get started. Before we do, I still want to remind you that this is a fantasy. That's all. I've been working a lot lately. Way too much. But at least being in quarantine again gives me a little bit of a break. Sort of. Of course, today there's a huge storm just raging outside. So I'm stuck in my room, all alone. My two kids in their bedrooms as well. They're probably on their computer watching YouTube or something. My son, he's probably playing video games. Daughter's probably the one watching YouTube. Oh. I've been so bored lately. I don't even know what to do. Of course, quarantine is over for the general public, but not for us medical professionals. No, being a nurse in an emergency room, there's always some fuckhead that comes in there, coughing up a fucking lung with COVID, not wearing a mask, nothing. And of course, I just so happened to take mine off to eat and he coughed right in my face. So, here I am, 14 days again. Although we're about halfway through it, so more like 7 now. God, I just want to get back to work. At least I'd have something to do. Damn kids, they're just always on their computers and shit anyways. Although, I probably shouldn't think about that. But God, I'm just so bored. You know, for a long time, I've been fantasizing about them. I want to, like, see them do stuff. My son and daughter. I've always found incest kind of hot. But I've kept it to myself because, well, you know, I'm a mom and, I mean, I guess it would be wrong, but. Well, maybe they're old enough now. You know? Gotta lose it sometime, at least. God, just thinking about it. Fuck. I've always wondered what it'd be like to play truth or dare. Just try to play a naughty game with them. I wonder how they would react. Maybe I should finally find out. I guess with the storm and all, I mean, we are kind of all stuck in here tonight. I mean, their dad left years ago. I wonder if either one of them have had sex yet. Well, if they haven't yet, maybe they will tonight. me my son. Oh, I love him so much. He's such a sweet boy. Ah, oh, my little girl. She's so pretty. Just like her mother, I guess. All right. I'm gonna drag them out of those rooms whether they want to go or not. We're all gonna sit down and play a little game. Hey, why don't you come on out? No. Claire, come out of your room now. No, you can't just stay in there. No, dinner. We already had dinner. What do you mean is dinner ready? Jesus Christ. Just come out. Look, if you don't come out of the room and spend some family time with us, then I will turn off the Wi-Fi. I will. Watch me fucking... I will turn it the fuck off. Get the fuck out of your room. Come on. Don't be lazy. Oh, God. But, Mom, I... Come on. My favorite YouTuber just... uploaded a brand new video. Why do we have to do this? Mom, this is so stupid. Look, I don't care how fucking stupid you think it is. Come on out, sit on the couch, and relax, okay? All right. Josh? Are you in there? You better be. Why don't you come on out and sit with me and your sister? Oh, don't you backtalk me now. Come on. That's right. Oh, you really are my sweet boy, aren't you, Josh? All right, now come sit down next to Claire. You know you're my favorite, right? Why do you always tell him he's your favorite? Why aren't I your favorite? Claire, because you could be a little bitch, that's why. How much longer are we gonna be in quarantine for? God, the storm outside. So bad. Look, Claire, honey. You know we have another 7 days and you guys are gonna be doing online school, but tonight is not even a school night. And I have a special game planned for us. Josh, I'm so happy you asked. All right. Truth or dare? What do you guys think? Come on, aren't you guys as bored as I am? Wouldn't it be fun? Claire. Josh is excited. Mom, I'm not really... interested in playing fucking truth or dare. Claire. Look, your brother's excited to play it now. You're gonna play it too, okay? I don't want to. I don't. I want to go back in my room and I want to watch more YouTube. I do. I don't care what you think, Mom, but I don't want to do this. I just turned 13, and I can make these decisions now. Claire, I don't give a shit what age you just turned. We haven't had a night together in so long. Come on, just sit down and play. I promise it'll be fun, all right? All right. Let's all get comfy. Oh, I know, right, Josh? The storm is kind of bad out there. Ooh. That wind is crazy. Well, you know, it's why we have the heater on full blast right now. All right. All right. Now, who wants to go first? Claire, I know you don't. Josh? Honey? Do you want to go first? You are such a sweet boy. Okay. Well, come on, ask me. Truth. Oh. Yes, Josh, you really are my favorite. Did you really have to ask? You're so silly. Okay, Claire. It's your turn now. Truth or dare? I mean, I don't know. Dare? Are you sure, Claire? You really want to start off with a dare? I ask her as I think to myself, God, this is going to be a lot of fun. I look at her. I think, should I start it off this way? Or should I be a little bit more benign about it at first? I look at Claire and I look at my son. They're both just sitting there waiting for my response, waiting to see what my dare will be, waiting to see what I'm going to make her do. I could tell Josh is really excited. I've seen his internet history. I know he likes a sister like that. Claire, on the other hand, I know she's not going to be down for this, but, well, I don't really care if she is. I'm so fucking bored. I'll do anything to fill this void right now. Even if it's making my own two kids fuck. Ah, Claire, barely 13 years old. Her skin so soft and smooth. She looks so young. With her long blonde hair, those big, beautiful green eyes. She got all that from her father. After all, I'm just a brunette. Although my hair is long too. But sweet Josh, he looks almost just like me. His hair is short, brown, thick. Beautiful brown eyes, just like his mother. And I know he's got a big little boy cock underneath there. After all, he just turned 16. And oh my, is he well developed? Okay, Claire. I dare you to give your older brother, Josh, a massage. What? Mom, a massage? Yes, honey, a massage. Where? Claire. Mom, hair? Well, start with the shoulders. Come on. It's a dare after all. You have to do it. Okay. I watch her as she walks over. She puts her sweet 13-year-old hands right on little Josh's shoulders. Right there. I bet he's really enjoying it. I bet you're really enjoying it, aren't you, Josh? I wonder if your sister's any good. I see you look over at me. Obviously, she's not doing a great job. But I want to take things a little slow. Okay, Claire, that's enough. Sit down. God, you're terrible at that. Well, I don't know. No one's ever taught me to do that. All right. Josh, baby. Are you okay? Aw. You're such a good boy, honey. Okay, Claire. I guess it's your turn to ask one of us. What's it gonna be? Josh? Josh, go. Josh. Well, truth or dare? Dare? No fair. Okay. I dare you to kiss Mom on the cheek. Fuck you. It was the best I could think of under pressure. Josh, please. Of course you just already went up over there and did it. You're her favorite for a reason, after all. I want to go back to my room. This is stupid. Claire, shut up. Really? It's not stupid, okay? I swear to God, I will take your internet away. You know what? I'll turn it off right fucking now. From my phone. How about that? That's what I thought. And Josh, sweetie, your kiss felt so sweet. You're the bestest boy. It's your turn, by the way. You ready to ask Mommy a question? Okay. Well, I choose dare. What are you gonna dare your sweet Mommy to do? What? You sure? Okay. Well, I'll take off my shirt. All right, honey. What? Are you disappointed? Of course I had an undershirt on underneath. I always do. Oh, I can already see your eyes looking down at, staring at my big, Mommy tits. I bet you wish they were still full of milk. I remember breastfeeding you. How good it felt. Ah, how close I felt to you, my sweet baby boy. Snapped myself out of my thoughts. Okay, back to the game now. Josh, baby, truth or dare? Oh. Well then, I dare you to kiss your sister. Oh, come on, you can do it. Claire, sit the fuck down right now. No, sit down. I grab her by her wrist. Plop her down hard on the couch and look her straight in the eye. Claire. Stop. You're gonna do this, okay? What did I say about taking your internet away? Maybe I'll even just put you outside in the fucking storm. You heard the hail coming down, didn't you? You make sure you kiss your brother passionately.
Mom, I don't want to do this. But it's wrong, and it's gross.
Do it now.
Mom. Mom. Josh, we don't have to. We could just pass, right?
No. No, you can't. Oh, Josh, you're the bestest boy. I just watch as you grab her. And you plant one right on your little sister. Your 16-year-old lips meeting with hers. Your tongue going inside of her mouth. I guess you really have watched enough of that incest porn. I see the bulge in your pants already. You can't wait to fuck your sister, can't you? I can feel myself getting wetter and wetter as I watch you guys go for a good couple minutes. Claire trying to get away reluctantly, just barely trying to move her head. Every time she moves away a little, you move back. I see you grab her real tight. No more getting away now. Hold her right in place with all of your strength. What a good boy, doing what Mama says. Okay, I think that's enough now. Oh, Claire, quit being such a baby.
Mom, I don't know if I want to keep playing.
Well, you're gonna keep playing, aren't you? You hear that out there? I will fucking put you out in it.
Okay, Mom. Okay. Please don't do that. I don't. It's so cold. Help.
All right. It's your turn anyways, Claire.
To Mommy, please, can I just...
No! Ask one of us now!
Okay, alright. Mom, truth or dare?
Dare.
you're going to make me kiss my brother, I dare you to do it too. There you go, Mom. You fucking kiss him.
My pleasure. Come here, sweetie. As I lock lips with you, we make out ever so fucking intensely. I go ahead and rest my hand on your pants, on your bulge. I can feel it throb. I go ahead, I unbutton them. I unzip them and pull them down to your ankles, exposing your rock-hard cock in front of your crying, desperate little sister. After we get done having the most passionate makeout session I've ever had in my life, I go ahead and reach down. Bend down. I give the head of your cock a little kiss as I lick all that pre-cum just leaking out. We both sit back down. So, Claire, how about that for making out?
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is wrong with you two? You realize incest is illegal? What are you gonna do? Tell everybody? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go tell everybody? You made out with your own brother?
No, you're not. Because they would all call you a fucking freak. All right, baby boy, it's your turn. Oh. You're gonna ask me again? Okay. Well, then I pick Dare. All right. You dared me to strip down completely naked. So I do. I take it all off. I spread my legs in front of you, showing you my wet mommy cunt. I guess our night really's just begun. Now it's getting fun. All right. Claire, you ready? Truth or dare? Oh, you picked a dare, huh? I dare you to get naked as well. Yes. Now we're all sitting here naked. The question goes back to Josh. Honey, who are you gonna ask? Oh, well then I picked Dare again, of course. Really? You want to motorboat your old mom? All right. Come here. Put your face in between mommy's big titties, little Josh. My baby boy. Yes. You just wanted to bury your face in them again, didn't you? It feels so good. Giving my nipple a little kiss. Oh, I'm so
wet, Josh. Oh, baby boy. Oh, I've been fantasizing about this forever. It's so much better than I thought it would be, even. After we had a little bit of fun, I go and sit back down. I guess it's my turn to ask the question. Claire, truth or dare? Dare? I guess? I dare you to suck your brother's cock. What? What do you mean? Suck his cock? Are you serious, Mom? That's fucking disgusting. Do it now. I'll fucking tell everybody. God, Claire, you've been such a little bitch tonight. You will fucking listen to what I tell you to do. Now. Do it now.
Okay, Mom. Okay.
She gets down on her knees, right in front of you. She opens her mouth real wide. And from all that incest porn you watched, you grab her by the back of her head. And you fucking slam her down on that throbbing 16-year-old cock of yours. Looking at me the whole time as you choke her on your cock. Yeah, you make her fucking choke on it. Be a naughty little boy just for Mommy. Do you feel your 13-year-old sister's mouth around your throbbing cock? Ah, make her swallow all of that pre-cum. You know what? Because I really want to feel your cummies at the end. You should just use little Claire to get you ready. Get you ready to be inside Mommy's cunt. The question goes to Josh next. As he keeps his sister, as you keep your sister down on your cock, barely letting her up to breathe, you ask me, truth or dare? I look over at you. Of course, I say dare. You look back at me. You dare me to join her. Of course, I more than willingly do. Oh, baby boy. And Claire, you need to get better at this. Yes, honey. Here, little baby boy, let me help you. You suck a little harder than that now. Be a good little sister whore. You can do it. That's right. Now. Oh, no, don't come yet. Don't come yet, baby boy. Come here, don't come yet. Don't, honey, don't. Yeah. I go ahead and I pull your sister off of your cock. I get into position. We go ahead and dare Claire to lay down in front of me so I can taste your cock on her sweet little cunt. That 13-year-old shaved cunt. Bald and adorable.
I remember back when I changed her diapers. It was sweeter then. But this will still do. I've been a really bad mommy. I guess I am a pedophile. But oh well. Now, baby boy, I dare you. I dare you to slip that cock inside of me. Give mommy the time of her life. Maybe even give mommy another baby. A little sister daughter just for you. Oh, wouldn't you want one, Joshy boy? Another dad, another sister to play with. She'll be your sister and your daughter. We could have a little incest harem. Oh, breed, mommy, please. Fuck. Oh, God, looks like your little sister's finally starting to give in. Look at her, getting ready to come. From mommy licking her sweet little 13-year-old cunt. Oh, that's right, Claire. Come on. Come for mommy, baby. You can do it. Oh, I feel you. My finger inside of your tight little cunny. I feel you. I feel your little cunt contracting around my finger. I guess you weren't a virgin after all. Even before our little encounter, you should have told mommy. Fuck. Yes.
Mom. Oh, fuck. Mommy, please. Please. Oh my God, mommy. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but
I can hear it. It's like music to my ears, hearing my sweet little girl come right after she was sucking her big brother's cock. Yes, we'll be the perfect little incest family. After all, it's important to keep it in the family. It'll be our special secret. Maybe we can have Truth or Dare night a lot more often. Oh, baby, are you finally gonna come? Come on, baby boy. Come just like your sister just did. Oh, I feel you throbbing and pulsing. You can do it. Come on, breed, mommy. Give her a little sister daughter. Give me another daughter to have. Fuck. Another sister of yours that you can fuck. We'll train her from a young, young age, too. She'll be perfect by the time she's Claire's age. And we could do this every single weekend. Come on, honey, it'll be like our special family tradition. Valentine's Day in quarantine. It'll be the best. After all, it was so boring. Oh, I feel it. Oh, baby boy, I feel your little cummies. Oh, I'm just full. Oh my God. You bred me. I guarantee I'm pregnant already. Pregnant with a little sister daughter. We'll have the most perfect family incest harem. And Claire, baby, I'm so proud of you for finally accepting it. So, Claire, I have one last dare for you. I need you to clean off your big brother's cock. Come on. Just sit right here in front of him. Give it a nice, good suck. Yeah, how does mommy's cunt taste? Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mommy. It's really good.
Oh, Claire. Are you gonna be a good whore from now on for Mommy?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, Mommy. I will. I'll be the bestest little whore for you.
Oh, Claire. You're such a good girl, too. Oh, I have the best children a mother could ask for. Oh. I'm so happy we were all able to come together this evening. We'll do this every Sunday. We'll make it a new family tradition. And every year when Valentine's Day rolls around, we'll make it extra special. Yes, because maybe every Sunday wouldn't be the best. But once a year on Valentine's Day, that we could keep a sweet family secret. What do you think? Are you guys willing to do this once a year? Especially if Mommy is pregnant now? We'll have a new member to the family next year. That we can keep this going forever and ever. I go ahead. I walk Claire and my little boy to the bathroom to clean up. I go back to my bedroom, lay on my bed, and just think about how nasty and naughty tonight got. How ready I am for next year. I was really hoping every Sunday would be an option. But maybe every Valentine's Day is just a little better. After all, there was a storm outside still going. We were in quarantine, and there was nothing better to do. I had almost forgotten it was Valentine's Day. Until I came, and then I realized, oh my God, it is. I guess now we've birthed a family tradition. A new one. A really fucked up one. Well, what'd you guys think? Did you enjoy it? Of course, those of you who don't know, this was written, more like he wrote like 4 sentences and a couple trigger words and was just like, all right, do it. He actually had this ordered for fucking damn near like 9 months. I'm not even kidding. And I hope you guys know, I usually do get stuff done a lot sooner than that. This one just so happened to fall through the cracks because it was actually supposed to be with another creator. And then that creator like left or whatever, and then it was going to be with another one, and then that didn't work out. We could just never get together for it. Even though that one, you know, left, but wasn't on like bad terms, we just weren't able to get together for it. So now I was finally able to do it, and I was like, well, fuck it, I've been doing that little lolly voice, so might as well. All right, well, if you guys really enjoyed this, you should check out
by everybody's favorite, like, incest script writer, Josh. Josh is fantastic. He's an admin in the PervParadise.net website. And he is always writing scripts, always ordering customs. And he's just amazing at it. All right, he has the best ideas. And this little truth or dare idea was a really, really good one. I'm super happy I was able to do it. I hope I pulled it off enough. I know I had a couple of little slip-ups in there. Wasn't exactly able to go back and, like, edit a lot of it because for some reason my program is just not, like, letting me go back for some weird reason right now. So, hope you guys like it as it is. And Josh, I hope you of all people, baby boy, enjoy it the most. Happy Valentine's Day. Or should I say, happy incest Valentine's Day. Because this truly is a pretty incestual family Valentine's Day tradition, don't you guys think? Remember, if you want to order a custom from me, you can do that per Paradise. I am really backed up right now. So if you do that, be warned, it's going to take probably about 3 months or so. I'm sorry for the wait. But I put a lot of work and a lot of love into my customs and into my content in general. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I can't wait to bust out more. Especially this week. I need to get on it, so. Good night, guys. I love all of you. I cannot wait to see you in the site. Thank you so much. Bye now.